colored identically the same color as a gray squirrel or cat squirrel.
Mm-hmm. And that big too, you know?
Yes, that's ours.
Okay. What the, is it, it looks something like a squirrel that doesn't climb trees, kind of skitters around on the ground?
A rabbit?
Well, it's more related to a squirrel than it would be a rabbit. In one sense. They're usually kind of brown little stripes, little tiny ones, they're all.
Oh, chipmunks.
Yeah, yeah.
Chipmunks. Yeah, plenty of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you tell me something about some of the fish that you have in, around this area?
We have bass. Brim,
mm-hmm.
several kinds of brim, catfish, pike, and that's basically the sea bass has been stocked in the lakes here. They were in the river here until the dams were built below here and stopped them from coming up here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Okay. What is it that croaks at night in the marshes?
Frogs.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of,
frogs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, any number of different kinds of frogs.
Mm-hmm.
You got the toad frog, the bull frog,
okay.
And you got the little tiny frogs, the rain frogs. And,
okay. What are the little tiny ones that usually here in the spring, and sometimes after a storm, they're more than like over an inch big, inch long.
What kind are they? Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind they are. Well, just call them rain frogs.
Okay. Okay. Tell me what is the famous Amos like frog that he lives in the garden? It's supposed to give you warts.
Toad.
Okay. Okay, what is it that you think you go fishing with?
Worms of various kinds.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about different kinds of worms?
Yes, you have a wiggler,
mm-hmm.
You have an earthworm, and you have a night crawler.
Mm-hmm.
The only three kinds that I think of offhanded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you have a red worm that I don't think he grows wild. I've never seen him growing wild, but they're cultivated. They grow around dairies and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another kind of worm, the long john or pink worm. They grow they stay in the mountains up here in the flats down in Florida,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Marshlands.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your what would you call the kind of hard shell animal that lives in around lakes?
Turtles or crawfish?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Both. Okay, what would you call something like a turtle that lives on dry land?
Where are you speaking of? Now, if you're down in northwest Florida and south Alabama, I'd call him a gopher.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He's a double first cousin to a turtle, and a very delicious to eat, if you know how to dress it.
Or make soup or something?
Just cook him, or make a stew out of him, or cook him just like you would any other meat.
Okay. What is it that,
Terrapin. Now, we have a little old terrapin here, striped one, very similar to a turtle, and he doesn't get in the water. He lives in the water, but he likes dry land,
mm-hmm.
just like a gopher down in southwest, south Alabama, northwest Florida.